Good morning, everyone.
It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
How are you?
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Thursday morning to you. It is the 11th day of April, 2024. Hour number two, X's and Bros, coming to you live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide on the iHeartRadio app. You can text the keyword sports radio and send that to 21000. Sports Radio to 21000. Our Meyer Supercenter guest line, 866-838-4843. That's 866-838-4843. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on BCSN, streaming live on our YouTube page at Michigan Sports Network. Add a .com to that to find our website, XB Mornings. Gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. And you can find us all individually on Twitter. Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. What's going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
All right, huge news over on the MLB front. Tigers were off yesterday. They'll begin the first of four today against the Minnesota Twinkies. Good opportunity in divisional. And this is a 1:10 first pitch this afternoon. Kind of a random start time on a Thursday, but hey, what do I know? The Red Wings and the Pistons were off as well last night. So April and the D came to a full stop. However, all of them are in action, as I just mentioned, the Tigers and the Twins. Later on tonight, 7 o'clock, the Detroit Pistons will host their final home game of the season, taking on the Chicago Bulls. And then also at 7, the Detroit Red Wings with another massive game on the road at Pittsburgh and taking on the Penguins. I'm sure we can debate the outcome of that, and we'll, you know, if they win, then we got to extend Derek Lalonde. I mean, basically, the Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice faces 8 charges in relation to that high-speed crash. I don't know what you do with him. I really don't know what you do with him. How many Henry Ruggs situations have to happen before people learn? I don't know. The Jaguars' Josh Allen, not the quarterback, but the pass rusher. He has agreed to a 5-year, $150 million deal. Why does this matter to you? $30 million a year, 88 guaranteed. Aiden Hutchinson neighborhood right there. The Packers are going to play the Eagles on a Friday night in Brazil, Sao Paulo, in week one. So that's pretty interesting. Drew Holiday has agreed to a 4-year, $135 million extension with the Boston Celtics. Congratulations to him. He's declining his $37.3 million player option for 24-25 to sign a long-term deal that'll take him through the 27-28 season. So we'll see. I had a very expensive core here. I'm not really sure. Holiday's extension, the Celtics are destined to operate as a second apron team through 24-25, restricting their free agency and trade options for exceeding the highest payroll threshold. I just don't know why they don't put a hard cap in place. I just don't. Second apron, first apron, luxury tax. Like, just put a hard cap on it and be done. This is what each team can spend. And that will, you know, distribute some of the upper high-end talent elsewhere. I heard a really, really interesting comment the other day. It was in regards to Kevin Durant, because the Phoenix Suns are not the number one team in the West, even though I have Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. What would Kevin Durant's playoff legacy be without the Golden State Warriors? Without the help of Steph and Clay? What would he be? It's pretty interesting. You start thinking about it. The new potential new ownership group, as a part of this failed process to assume majority ownership, the Timberwolves minority partners, Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez, submitted financial projections forecasting a sizable retreat in the roster payroll. And the document shared with the current owner, the NBA and the Carlyle Group, a private equity firm, Lorian Rodriguez rendered a budget projection as potential majority owners that would have lowered the Timberwolves payroll to $171 million beginning next season, below the projected $172 million luxury tax threshold. The Timberwolves would have gone from approximately a $25 million plus tax payment to a team receiving a tax distribution of approximately $6.5 million. You want to win or not? Two, hard cap the league and forget about all this stuff. The Coyotes, we talked about this at hour number one, could relocate to Salt Lake City as a part of an NHL contingency plan to figure out whether or not Arizona is going to get, they have a land auction coming up. Their current owner is going to bid on that in June. Even if they bid on it, how long is it going to take to build the stadium or arena, I should say? Does it make sense? Well, the NHL is looking at potentially moving this franchise to Utah. If they move to Utah, do they ever go back to Arizona? Very, very interesting. The Masters is teeing off today. We'll talk to Justin Cruz about that coming up at 7:35, our resident pro here at the X's and Bros Country Club. Easy for me to say. The first round of the 88th Masters, however, at Augusta National Club, delayed by at least an hour today because of inclement weather. Thunderstorms moving across the southeast. So north of where I'm at, weather looks fine right now. 6 a.m. Eastern time, Augusta National Golf Club officials said the first round wouldn't begin before 9 a.m. So we've got that. Hobie Baker finalist Jackson Blake has signed with the Carolina Hurricanes out of the University of North Dakota. He signed his entry-level deal with the Canes. The club announced yesterday Blake's contract will start this season. He'll make $775,000 at the NHL level this year, earn $832,500 at the NHL level in 24-25 and 25-26. $80,000 at the AHL level for all three seasons, and his deal includes $277,500 to sign. That's pretty impressive. Shohei Ohtani's ex-interpreter facing federal charges, according to sources. These charges are related to his allegations of theft of millions of dollars. Now, the New York Times, the first to report this, Ipe Mizuhara, the 39-year-old, is in negotiations to plead guilty, and the investigation is racing towards a conclusion. Interesting news here. How the story has changed a little bit. Then Ohtani went and played the victim role, I guess. I don't know. I don't know about this. I don't really believe anything that the New York Times reports. I think that they've proven over the last few years that they are, incentive-based is probably a good way to put it. But either way, they are reporting that prosecutors have uncovered evidence that Mizuhara may have stolen more money from Ohtani than the $4.5 million initially reported. Mizuhara changed the settings on Ohtani's bank account so Ohtani would not receive alerts or confirmations about the transactions, according to the Times. Very interesting. I just want to know, why did he say that Shohei said that he was going to cover his bets? Was that just, they put him out there to tell the story? Like, I just don't know what happens there. And on the women's side of things, Caitlin Clark bidding farewell to Iowa. She's going to have her number 22 retired by the Iowa Hawkeyes, which, you know, of course, that makes sense. But good for Clark, who became a all-time leading scorer this season on the women's side of things, and including consensus National Player of the Year, was honored with her teammates in celebration at their home arena, commemorating the Hawkeyes' second consecutive national runner-up finish in the NCAA tournament. And number 22 will go on to be in the retired and sent to the rafters. So good for Caitlin Clark, and what a career. And I did see that the team with the number one pick, I believe, is the Indiana Fever in the, I think this is true, in the WNBA draft, and ESPN is already adjusting their schedule accordingly. They're going to bank on this. This is really feels like this might be it for the WNBA. Like, they might not have to be subsidized by the NBA anymore. They might be able to function on their own. It's a lot of weight, but they're working on the TV schedule already to make sure that whoever gets the number one pick and chooses Caitlin Clark, they're going to be on television, which I think is pretty interesting. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here with a special thank you to three of our partners who are helping bring the 313 NFL Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th to life in downtown Detroit. Josh Garvey and the team at Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. Josh is a great man, and that company is doing great things. Josh heads up the GR office. Also, Matt Golden, the CEO of the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. They're set to open up both courses at the end of the month, and you can book a stay-and-play package. Or if you want to take care of business and mix in a little pleasure on the golf course, great food, beverages, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. Book your stay-and-play package or schedule your next event less than an hour north of GR. And also to the team at Coppercraft Distillery. They're the home of Honolulu Blue. If you're a Lions fan, you need to be drinking Honolulu Blue. Thanks for your help with the 313 Draft Party.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The Food District is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's Burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's Chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new Food District. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
You're listening to Michigan Statewide Morning Show, X's and Bros, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here, X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Our resident pro, Justin Cruz, will be coming up 7:35. He'll have some flaming hot picks for the Masters Tournament, which are very much looking forward to. And we're a little delayed. We got some inclement weather there right now. An action-packed fight card is going to take over Las Vegas this weekend for UFC 300. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the UFC, is giving you the chance to get in on all the action with a knockout offer for every fight fan out there. New customers bet on any of the UFC 300 bouts and turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets. That's right, for the much-anticipated title fight between Pereira and Hill to the exciting undercard bouts, DraftKings is giving new customers a shot to rack up some bonus bets. Betting is easy. Simply lay down some action on UFC 300, and you'll get bonus bets back instantly no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code HUGE. Promo code HUGE. New customers bet $5, get $150 instantly in bonus bets. Only with DraftKings Sportsbook, only using the promo code HUGE. The crown is yours. If you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21+, physically present in Michigan. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA. Great to have you riding along with us. You know, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but our guy, the coach Tom Izzo, joined Jim Rome with some really, really interesting thoughts. I'll play this in two different parts for you. Here's Coach Izzo.
I love my job. I love the players. I love the practices. I love the games. I love my job. I'm really questioning our profession right now. That would be the best way I could put it. You know, I think we let some things go, whether it be the NCAA, whether it be the people talking about it. Everybody seems to be taking sides. I mean, you got to understand, for me, I'm pretty straightforward, as you know, like you are. That's why I've always enjoyed you. But, you know, I've always hoped players can make more money, and we should have done more for them in some ways. I'm not big on the transfer portal. And I'm not big on – there's not a sport in America that has no salary cap, no without contracts. I mean, we technically – everybody says we have a one-year deal. Technically, it's a one-day deal. I mean, every day somebody can leave. Every day something can change. And, you know, so it's that part of it is concerning. And I always, this is what I say, Jim. What seems good for a certain percentage of people, I think the majority of these kids in the transfer portal and everything, there's a lot more that are failing than are succeeding in.
So that's part one. And what I think is interesting, Mike Garland told, when was this? This was, I don't know, Friday before the national championship, so last Friday maybe? Mike Garland had said that there is going to be a five-year fallout. He has kind of coined this phrase, the five-year fallout. And he said, what happens in the 5 years when an athlete is now post his athletic career, does not make it professionally like everybody thinks that they're going to, doesn't make it to the professional level, and went from making 75 to 100,000 to 250,000 and upwards of, let's just go all the way to a million per year. They've been living with that kind of quote unquote quality of life, with that kind of fun money expenditure and so on. But Coach Garland's big thing was what happens in the 5 years afterwards? Because I don't know about you, but there was this idea that once you graduate college, you're going to get that piece of paper and you're going to walk into a job paying you $100,000 a year. The fact of the matter is that's a fallacy. Like that's not real. That doesn't, I mean, it might exist in a couple of fields. If you were going to go be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever the case may be, but you're still going to have to work at it to earn those six figures. And as we have seen recently, we'll just go with housing, for example, because housing, real estate, something that I actually have experience in. So it's, you have a housing market that has gone up exponentially while the wage has not moved nearly as quick. And what you've done is you have created a society of the average college kid. You've created a society full of debt. We operate in debt. That's how we do it. Most of it, you know, there's like good debt versus bad debt, for example. Bad debt being your credit card. That's bad debt. It's a high interest rate. That's can be crippling. Like if you have credit card debt, you need to consolidate as quickly as possible. You need to get, because any charging you 20% plus is ridiculous when you start thinking of interest rates. Like it's suffocating. Should be illegal. But that's maybe another story for another day, right? Good debt would be your mortgage, right? You take a mortgage on a house because then you have an asset, right? So that's a positive. But we've created a complete society of debt. And the reason I bring that in here is because the average college kid, what their expenses might be. So now you start handing these kids, let's say $500,000. I mean, we talk about it like it's fun money anyways. Call it $100,000. The point guard on your favorite basketball team is going to make $100,000 a year. That's pretty good money. I know that some people are going to be like, oh, that's not nearly enough. Oh, okay, well, then how much are you making $100,000 a year? Let's talk about it, right? For 36 basketball games? Like, yeah. Well, what about, well, I'll go lift weights for $100,000 a year. I do it for free right now. Like, I'll go do it for that. Trust me. I had no problem there. I'm good. That'll work. That'll do. Well, they can't have a job. Okay, that is their job. Okay, well, I mean, find me a field where they can do what they want to do, playing a kid's game, that they're going to make that kind of money. Well, if they go pro. And so Mike Garland's big question is the five-year fallout. What happens when this money is no longer accessible if they didn't take care of it, right? Everybody says, well, you got to invest. What if they make a bad choice? What if they make a bad investment? Nobody, like, investing is like poker is like golf, right? Rarely ever does anybody tell you about the bad day that they had. People just don't talk about that. They only talk about their wins. How well I played. What great shots I hit. This investment, that investment. Remember when NFTs were a big thing? Huh? Everybody, yeah. We talked about it on the show. I was not buying a digital cartoon picture of a monkey for $5,000. Yeah, but it's an NFT, bro. What does that mean? A non-fungible token? That looks like a non-fungible anything. I don't even know what fungible means. It's a made-up word. I have no idea. That's a bad investment. Where did NFTs go? Off a cliff. You have Bitcoin. Okay. All right. The digital coin currencies. A lot of the people that tried to develop those have since died mysteriously. But the electronic currency is coming. It's coming. The question is, who does the government and the Fed want to work with? They're probably going to come up with their own coin. Actually, they've even talked about this. It's going to be called FedCoin. They're not going to have a marketplace where you're going to have different coins out there floating around. It's just not going to happen. So, they're going to put kibosh that. The 5-year fallout Like, okay, well, if they invest it properly. Okay, well, you told me that when all this NIL stuff was coming and being put together, that the university couldn't have any, they couldn't, they had to be hands off. Okay, well, the university, they probably have the payroll to be able to provide a legal team, a financial team, an accounting team, right? A team of people employed by the university to help these people make good decisions. I don't know. Should we put it in some sort of trust? Put it in some sort of high-yield savings account where 90% of the money that they can make during NIL goes into that account and the other 10% they get to keep and budget properly. And dude, eat some Easy Mac for a couple of years. Trust me, it's going to pay off for you. You know, what is the plan here? And I like what Tom Izzo said. You know, I'm with him. Like, do you want to do something for him? Yeah, but at the same time, you gotta get the adults in the room to have some conversations. And get the lawyers out of here too. Jeez Louise, what a mess. We'll get more into that, but we gotta step aside and talk a little golf next with the man, Justin Cruz. He joins us here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
This is X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros, Michigan Sports Network. Great to have you ride along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio and worldwide. The iHeartRadio app, absolute pleasure to have you with us. That is Ben Glaze and Ryan Elke. I am Anthony Bellino, and it is now time to welcome in a guest for, you know, we do this every year on this day. It's a wonderful day. It's the opening tee shots of the Masters, and what better way to do this than to bring in our good friend. He is our resident pro here at the X's and Bros Country Club, a trusted friend. He actually played collegiate golf at Miami University there, the one in Oxford, and it's an absolute pleasure to have him. His name is Justin Cruz. Justin, my good man, first and foremost, how are you? How's life? How are things, partner?
Hey, I can't complain, Anthony. Today is a special, special day for golf fans, sports fans, just anyone that enjoys a big-time event, and the Masters is as big as it gets in the game of golf. So a little weather issue we're dealing with down in lovely Augusta, Georgia, but we'll persevere, and things are good, my friend.
Ah, you can hear the music in the background. It's that time of year. Hello, friends. All that good stuff. I'm interested, Justin, how the how a little moisture, how this weather today may affect the track, and which players are actually, you know, could benefit from it being a little moist out there, right? It's going to soften the greens up, soften everything up, and we know when there's water on the ground, it's going to slow everything down a little bit, so drives probably won't fly as far, but you will be able to kind of dial in there and take some shots that maybe, you know, take aim at some pins that you might otherwise not be able to if the ground's a little saturated.
Yeah, it sounds like they maybe caught a little bit of a break, that there could be a couple hour, 2 to 3 hour delay, and then we'll get things started today. By all accounts, from most of the players and things I read, that this week the firmness of the greens was unprecedented Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which leads you to believe they saw the forecast, knew it was going to be raining Wednesday night into Thursday, and, you know, firmed it up. So I think the consequences and the effects of the rain could be minimal. They have the sub-air system that everybody knows and talks about that can naturally dry out the surfaces underneath the greens. So I think by Saturday, the effects of this could be minimal. And as we know, Augusta's got no problem getting that course right where they want it. And I think by the weekend, they'll get that golf course dialed in. You'll start seeing some firmness again. I think the bigger issue today and possibly tomorrow could be some of the wind. The wind swirls a lot down there, and with the elevation changes and the trees. And I think you're going to see the wind play a larger role than the moisture and some of the perceived softness of the greens.
You know, Justin, as we continue on with this LIV Golf League, and, you know, some of the guys there have talked about it's lost a little bit of its luster. And, you know, we kind of knew that, and I talked about this the other day, that, you know, it doesn't matter how much money you throw at something. Like, the LIV Tour doesn't have the traditions of the PGA Tour, the venues. It is what it is. It's a circus. It's a sideshow. It's a handful of events. But does the PGA Tour need to have a winner at the Masters? Like, does it matter if a LIV golfer wins this thing this week?
I don't think it really matters. I think there was sentiment maybe last year when the LIV players first kind of defected that it was very much an us versus them mentality. I think if you look at the players and how they interact, who they play their practice rounds with, LIV players on the Ryder Cup team, I think the perceived, you know, I'll say hatred between LIV and the PGA Tour is much ado about nothing. I mean, do Jay Monahan and Greg Norman not like each other? Of course. But I don't think the idea that a LIV player needs to win to validate LIV exists, or a PGA Tour player needs to win to hold the flag for the tour. I think golf as a whole right now has so many issues that's hurting both products that, you know, that's almost a conversation for another day. I think golf really needs to figure out a way to, you know, get its house in order, because as it currently stands, the PGA Tour product is diminished right now and the LIV product isn't very good. So you've got two entities that are fractured that aren't exactly putting out a dynamic product that people want to watch and people want to consume beyond just the majors. That's the one thing in all of this that's worked out great for the majors, is because everybody's together, it's just made the majors, you know, even more relevant and even bigger. But the week-to-week schedule has just gotten worse and hurt the golf fans like you and I, who would consume, you know, PGA Tour golf on a weekly basis.
Now, Scottie Scheffler's the overwhelming favorite. The dude's off to just a flaming hot start right now to 2024. Do you attribute this to Scottie playing better golf as an individual, or back to what the conversation we were just having here, is this more of a product of, yeah, not only is he playing well, but the fields, I mean, you don't have Bubba out there, you don't have DJ, you don't have Brooks Koepka or Bryson DeChambeau, like the field's a little watered down.
I think Scheffler, from a statistics and metrics standpoint, is so far above and beyond, especially as a ball striker, that it doesn't matter who he's playing against. The events he's won, the Arnold Palmer, which is an elevated event, the Players' Championship, which is still an elite field. When Scheffler plays well and he makes putts, he is darn near unbeatable. Does John Rahm not being there as often maybe alter that a little bit? Perhaps. But you look at a guy like Brooks Koepka, by his own omission, he never cared that much about regular tour starts. So while his presence is a loss from just a name and a week-to-week perspective, you know, Brooks not being there has no bearing on Scottie Scheffler. His statistics and his ball striking and his strokes gained tee to green, strokes gained approach are so far above and beyond anyone else that, as he showed at the Players' Championship, when he puts the pedal to the metal and he putts well, he's unbeatable.
So does that make him the overwhelming favorite then for this weekend, Scottie Scheffler?
I think absolutely. You look at He's proven he can win on this golf course. He's proven he can win big golf tournaments. If the wind picks up, you know, that only favors him as an elite ball striker. And not to mention, I've made this comment to multiple people in the past, you know, everyone of a certain age, say over 50 to 60 years old, always portrays the Masters as a putting contest because they think about guys like Ben Crenshaw and guys of the 80s and 90s that were elite putters. The reality of this golf course in the last 15 years is, and you look at the champions, it bears this out. It's a ball striker's golf course. Putting is not that relevant. Yes, you have to putt well to win any golf tournament. But at the end of the day, when you see guys like Scottie Scheffler, Hideki Matsuyama, Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, these are not the elite of the elite putters of the golf ball. These are the elite ball strikers. So once again, when you look at who will win or who's likely to win, I think you have to narrow down your field and your search to the elite tee to green players that happen to catch a hot putter that week.
You know, Justin, there's an old saying there about Augusta that you could give the average amateur golfer the green in regulation and they couldn't break 90. Right. I you know, when you talk about putting in relation to the PGA Tour for those guys, it's a little bit different than how the average golfer would fare. And then I saw this circulating around. They were asking different guys at Augusta, could a 15 handicap, what would they shoot out there? And everybody's immediate response was wouldn't break 100. A 15 handicap, I don't think they're breaking 110.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked about this in the past. When they get those greens humming and they put those pins in certain plateaus, that's an experience that the average player, 10 to 20 handicap, can't even fathom, can't even relate to. It's not even the same sport or activity as what they're used to in their Thursday night golf league or their Saturday fun round with their buddies. I mean, when you have greens running at 13 to 14 or higher on the stimp meter with pins that are all on plateaus, ridges, and there's no flat putt, yeah, I mean, guys just wouldn't finish golf holes.
I love that. You just got to pick it up. Just get out of here. You're going to 3 and 4 putt everything. Everything.
Right.
Like, and these guys are going to make it, they're going to walk out there and make it look easy. I am very interested in a guy who had a meteoric rise last year and then has since kind of, I don't know what he's going through, but Victor Hovland decided that he was going to change coaches, not once, but like multiple times. What in the world is going on with Victor Hovland?
Yeah, I was watching Golf Channel last night and about 7:30, they showed a view of the range as the sun's starting to kind of go down a little bit, and Victor Hovland's the one guy on the range still grinding, still working. And the Wednesday night before a major championship, that doesn't seem like that's the ideal place to be from a preparation and performance standpoint. But we've seen this in the past. You know, Jordan Spieth chased yardage, chased distance, and he lost it. Justin Thomas is kind of lost in the wilderness a little bit right now from his performance metrics. I think guys get to a certain level and maybe they see other people or they see some of their shortcomings in major championships and they look at what can I do differently. And sometimes you just stay the course and keep doing what you're doing. I mean, Hovland was probably the best player in the world last year during the FedEx Cup and into the Ryder Cup. And now he's most certainly out there searching. Now, again, he is an elite ball striker. And he has contended in major championships before. So would it shock anyone if he found it and found himself in the top 10 on the weekend? No, but I also don't think right now he's a guy that if he went out and shot a couple of 74s or 75s and was packing his bag by Friday night, I don't think that would surprise anybody right now either.
On this very show, you picked your boy, John Rombo, to win it. It was Scottie Scheffler in 02, John Rahm in 2023. Hideki won it in 21, DJ in 2020, Tiger Woods in 2019. Who do you like, man? Who is your favorite right now going into the weekend?
I mean, I honestly, at the end of the day, believe Scottie Scheffler will win, but I'm not going to bet Bellino, a guy at 4-1. So my the guy that I am betting, the guy that I think from a playing in good form, playing well on similar related golf courses for whatever reason, and that is our 2021 champion, Hideki Matsuyama. That is my official X's and Bros pick, which, as we know, means Hideki goes out today and probably shoots 79.
I heard that Tiger Woods, people were following him around, and he was playing a practice round, and he had a front 931. They're saying the Tiger's back. Is this rumor? Do you think there's any truth to this? Are people just gassed up? They just want to see him do well because it's Tiger. And if Tiger goes out there and wins number 16, he's two away from Jack. We could start the conversation all over again. Back from the dead.
Bellino, there's nothing that would make me happier growing up, living, seeing all of Tiger's greatness and career throughout my life. I am a Tiger homer. I always will be. But Tiger Woods does not finish golf tournaments right now. And you can look at his statistics. You can look at his cuts made streak at the Masters. Do I think Tiger will make the cut? I think he will find a way to get the ball in the hole and make the cut. But that doesn't mean he's going to finish 72 holes, and that doesn't mean he's going to contend. There's such romance when it comes to Tiger. When you look at the reality of the situation is, the last time we saw him at Riviera, he walked off after 24 holes, said he was sick. Before that, it was the father-son event in a cart with his son, and prior to that, it was the Bahamas event in a 22-person field, roughly, where he beat two people. I mean, there's no, besides the fact that it is Tiger Woods, there is no logical framework or logical scenario to say that Tiger Woods contends. Now, again, do I want it to happen? Of course, but I mean, there's a lot of people talking about, Phil Mickelson, versus Tiger Woods in a matchup. I mean, Phil might not be great. He didn't somehow finish second last year in the tournament, but Phil at least is an active golfer. Whether you believe LIV is serious golf and Phil's not playing well in a lot of LIV events, Phil at least is playing. Tiger doesn't play. And when he does play, he doesn't finish. So tell me in wet conditions where he's in the afternoon pairing today or afternoon grouping, he's not going to finish 18 holes today, which means he's going to have to get up tomorrow morning, finish his first round, then roll right into his second round in wet, softer conditions. I think Tiger's more likely to withdraw than he is to finish in the top 20.
Oh man, that's devastating! Devastating news right there. I'm with you, man. I'm pulling for him. I hope that it happens. I hope he just pulls it out of the bag. He goes on, gets a grand slam at his age this year, wins all four of them. I'm living in fantasy land, Justin. That's what I'm doing. But it's because I love Tiger Woods, and that just is what it is. His name is Justin Cruz. He's the resident golf pro here at the X's and Bros Country Club. Cruise Control, my man. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for waking up with us, and give your parents my best.
Hey, sounds good, buddy. You as well. Have a great weekend and be good.
And enjoy the 2024 Masters. This is edition number 88, if I'm not mistaken. An action-packed fight card taking over Las Vegas for UFC 300. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the UFC, is giving you a chance to get in on all the action with a knockout offer for every fight fan. New customers bet on any UFC 300 bout. Turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets. That's right. From the much-anticipated title fight between Pereira and Hill to the exciting undercard bouts, DraftKings is giving new customers a shot to rack up some bonus bets. Betting is easy. It's simple. Just lay down some action on any UFC 300 bet, and you'll get bonus bets back instantly, no matter what. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Be sure to use the promo code HUGE. Promo code HUGE. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, only using the promo code HUGE. The crown is yours. Got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus, physically present in Michigan. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/MMA. All right, so we've got the Masters coming up. We're looking at the tee times right now. I think 10:30 might be our early grouping. going off because of the delay. Yeah, it looks like 10:30 is our earliest time. Our latest time today, 4:30, Dustin Johnson, Tommy Fleetwood, Colin Morikawa. That is a late, late group. You've got Brian Harman, Tom Kim, and Brooks Koepka at 4:06. Tiger Woods, Jason Day, and Max Homa at 3:54. What a grouping that is. But that is not going to happen. Tiger's not going to tee off today until 3:54 p.m. Wow, he'll be in the middle of his round this afternoon. That's crazy. But, you know, hey, late start, pushing everything back. Not ideal whatsoever. And as long as you don't have to play in Patrick Reed's group, you should be okay. It's a loaded field. All the stars are there, and it's going to be a great, great weekend at Augusta National. Currently 68 degrees. And of course, you know, it's overcast right now. So hopefully they can get everything out and started up on time. And the second pairing has Jose Maria Olazabal. Who would have thought? Olazabal's out there doing the damn thing. You got Danny Willits in the early times. Lucas Glover just before noon. Sergio Garcia. I mean, it's the who's who. Zach Johnson. The who's who, man. It's all there at Augusta. We'll step aside. Back with more X's and Bros after this. Hour three next.
We're teeing off our 10th year. At the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Huge here with a reminder that on Thursday, April 25th, I'll be in Detroit for the NFL Draft. I'll be broadcasting live 3 until 6 from the world-famous Caucus Club as they prepare for the private NFL VIP party with Bull Rush Sports Management and certified NFL PA agent David Gregory. We'll be joined by Josh Garvey and his team from Dorn Mayhew. Matt Golden, the CEO at the Tullymore Golf Resort, will check in, and also our friends from Copper Craft Distillery. Be listening for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to get in to this private NFL draft night bash at the Caucus Club in downtown Detroit, less than a half mile from the NFL draft stage. It's being presented by the Michigan Sports Network and David Gregory and Bull Rush Sports Management. Be listening to the Huge Show for your chance to win a VIP bracelet to the Huge NFL Draft Watch Party Thursday, April 25th in Detroit.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sports, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.